I'm Keith Elford. I'm the priest in charge of St John the Baptist West Byfleet.
And I'm Jo Pritchard, and I'm the project coordinator.
So we're here at the church and the community fridge. How long has there been a community fridge at this church?
5 weeks now, is it? 5 weeks, five Saturdays.
Okay, and how's it been received so far then?
So we've had huge enthusiasm from the local community, both from people wanting to volunteer and people coming to have a look and then take some good surplus food away with them.
And, I mean, the concept of the community fridge is something that we may be familiar with. There's lots of them around the Woking area, you know, in other parts of the borough. But for those of us that don't know, I mean, how would you describe what a community fridge is and how it works?
So the intention of a community fridge is to use good surplus food that otherwise would go into landfill and repurpose it and encourage local people to come and use it before they go and do their weekly shop. I was a bit shocked initially to discover how much good food goes into landfill and that we actually generate more than aviation fuel in terms of damage to our climate. So there's something that we can all do locally about using this huge amount of good surplus food that's coming out of largely supermarkets, but also some other places such as allotments and people's own cupboards.
Yeah, I mean, I think attitudes towards food waste, you know, Keith, you know, they've improved a lot over the years, but even there's still a lot that we can do then.
Well, it seems so. I'm also really surprised by just how much is wasted. And it's just simply a matter of making sure not only that the food's not wasted, but that all the travel and transport, energy and so forth that's associated with it isn't all wasted.
I mean, I worked in the past in retail, and you sort of see the amount of food and people's reaction as well. You know, they talk about something the best before date, oh, it goes off at midnight tonight, like it magically turns to mold. It's just, you know, I think people's ideas, I mean, you know, it leads to this sort of unnecessary food being thrown away because there's so many different dates: best before dates, use by dates, sell by dates, display until dates, and people just get confused, don't they?
There is definitely confusion. The one date we do stick to here is the use-by, and we don't have anything in our fridge or our cupboard that's beyond the use-by date. But after that, we're saying to everybody, you know, you're adults, you're sensible, you can sniff, you can look, you can tell, can't you, the food is actually no longer edible.
And use your common sense. I know some of the supermarkets are now saying they're taking these dates off, and it's just like, you know, you pick up some milk and it's like, yeah, sniff it, if you can sort of tell if it's safe or not, can't you, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I think we've had a few things that we weren't so sure about, in which case we actually don't put them out for people. But the vast, vast majority of the food we're being given is very edible.
Okay, and something, Keith, that some people may be confused about, some confusion, you have community fridges and you have food banks, and they are two very different things, aren't they?
Yes, food banks are expressly set up with the purpose of providing a resource for people who are experiencing food poverty. In other words, they don't have enough food, or perhaps can't afford to buy the food that they need. The community fridge concept is different because this is about providing a decent home for food that would otherwise go to waste. And we're delighted if anybody comes and takes some. And as I said earlier to Joe, you know, on Saturdays when I'm here as well, I try and make a point of taking something myself just to demonstrate that this is for anybody and everybody who can help us to stop wasting this food.
And Joe, are you finding, though, that people are coming here and thinking, right, there's this great community fridge, there's food in there, you know, we want to take something, but actually, you know, maybe we should leave it for people that are more in need? Is that kind of something that comes up?
Most definitely. We've had several people come in and say, oh, I won't take whatever because somebody else might need it more. And we're saying, please, this is all about us all playing our part in reducing that food waste. And please do take and do show that you're taking food. This is, as Keith said, this is for everybody.
Yeah. And of course, if everyone then comes in and thinks, I'm not going to take it, you're just going to end up with a fridge full of food and no one's actually taking anything.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and interesting. I mean, I know you've sort of looked at the figures, you know, the amount of people that are using the community fridge in the few weeks you've been open, and the amount of, you know, you weigh all the food, so you sort of know kind of roughly how much, you know, you've actually saved over the course of the week you've been open.
Yes, we do. So we weigh in all the food that we're given, whether it's from supermarkets or from, as I said earlier, the allotment. And we've had a few people actually find things in their cupboards that they've bought probably with great enthusiasm and have decided they're not going to eat, such as biscuits. Or in fact, today we've got two chocolate Easter eggs that have appeared.
Well, that's an Easter egg a few weeks after Easter. It's still chocolate at the end of the day, isn't it? You
know? Yes, I think Keith's got his eye on the eggs.
Is that what you were taking the other day, Easter eggs? Yeah.
It wasn't, but I fancy one of those ones that's in there now.
They do look good.
But to give you a bit of a feel, last Saturday we weighed in just over 155 kilos of surplus food from the supermarkets, and 56 people came and visited during the 2.5 hours we're open on a Saturday morning, and all the food went, bar a few potatoes and one bottle of water.
So this is obviously food that weight, that amount of food would end up otherwise potentially being, you know, put in a bin, end up in landfill and just wasted.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's got to make it all worthwhile when you see that, you know, you're saving that food waste.
Yes. And we've got a fantastic band of volunteers here. So we've got about 20 people are volunteering who are doing the collections on a Friday evening, and then who are in on the Saturday morning, making sure it's ready for people to come in and collect. And they say it's such a positive atmosphere here, with people coming in, enjoying looking, enjoying some of the surprises, because you never quite know what's going to be here. So it's not predictable. And it's, you know, the general feeling is one of real positivity.
Okay, and I'm just wondering as well, as how you, I don't know, sort of stop people coming in and, you know, taking a whole lot, because there's some people that will come in and think, right, I'm just going to take everything, clear the shelf, and then there's nothing for anyone else. I mean, how, it must be really hard to kind of get that balance right.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think so far that hasn't been a big issue for us, but it might be. We can see some signs that it may be, in which case we may have to find some way of restricting the number of items that any individual can take. Other food banks have had to do that. We don't want to get into a situation where, yeah, one person takes it all away. At the same time, we don't want to be too prescriptive about it, but we're probably have to find some kind of, you know, happy medium over that.
And I guess it's as the weeks roll on, you know, you're looking at what you're doing and you're sort of thinking what works, what doesn't work, what you can do. It's kind of, you know, sort of thinking about how things work going forward.
We're definitely learning as we go along, and we are closely connected to the Community Fridge in Knaphill, who've been running for over 5 years, and also the one in Canalside that's opened up more recently, and they're telling us some of the ways this can work best and how to manage some of it. But this is only 5 weeks in, so we're still very new and just learning as we go.
Yeah, it's a brilliant thing you're doing, and I'm just wondering sort of how you decided and why you decided to have a community fridge in your church here.
Well, it wasn't our idea, actually. It was the idea of a member of the community who's not actually a member of this church. And from the very beginning, this has been very much a cross-community venture in which the church is one partner amongst several. So councillors have been involved, and our local junior school has been involved, and the St Mary's Community Hub in Byfleet has been involved, and others too. So that was the beginning of the idea. We decided quite early on, this group of people, that it was something we'd really love to do, and then it actually really happened when Joe got hold of it.
Okay. So you got involved and it happened, yeah?
That's how it worked.
Yeah. And that's just brilliant though, and it's a really good thing and a really positive thing, you know, just to sort of get that message across that it's about food waste and not necessarily about, you know, people in need and you know, how much money you've got. It's just about saving that food from the landfill.
Yes, and we're encouraging people to come before they go shopping into the local supermarkets, yeah. And to see what there is and then what they can do with it. I mean, one of the nice examples is that one Saturday my husband came in and picked up some chilies and picked up a pepper and something else, and we created our dinner that night out of what he had collected out of the fridge.
Love that. That's great, isn't it? That is just brilliant, you know, and you're going to end up with something surprising that you may not have thought of and come up with your new favourite recipe then.
Absolutely, and it's a nice way to kind of be. I think sometimes we go with our shopping list based on what we've read in the recipe books, don't we? And then we have a cupboard full of random things that we bought for specific meals. Whereas this way, we're actually starting at the other end and actually with what the food is and then what we can create from it.
For me, herbs and spices, you get a recipe that's got some random spice or herb and you buy a big jar of it, you use one teaspoon, and then the rest of it just sort of sits there looking a bit sorry for itself.
Forever.
Yeah. Forever, for years, and it's like, oh, I don't even know how old that is. We didn't know what it is.
Oh, yes, God. Absolutely.
People are thinking, you know, they've got some food in their cupboards, you know, they've gone out and they bought that pack of biscuits and they're not going to use it. Is it a case of what, just come along on the Saturday and drop stuff off in the fridge? Is that how it works?
Yes, anything that is, please, not to me. Yes. Not
covered in mould, yeah.
Absolutely. Unopened. Absolutely, yes. And our volunteers will be very pleased to take it off them, yes.
Okay. And what about, you know, sort of homemade? I mean, there's lots of people maybe baking things. Are you working with homemade stuff?
Unfortunately, we've got to be a bit careful, and it's not because we don't value homemade goods, but obviously we don't know with the best will in the world how it's been made, what is in it, and we have to be very careful about what we pass on to other people. So, regrettably, if somebody's made a large lasagna and there's half going, it would be lovely, but no, thank you very much.
Okay, I think there's other sort of ways you can offer that to people with apps and things, but and you also have a food hygiene rating as well. I wonder if you could tell me a bit about that.
Well, I think probably Joe would answer that better, but I do know that it's been a very, you know, exhaustive and demanding process of ensuring that the hygiene standard of the community fridge is all that it should be. And we've got a 5-star rating, I think, have we not?
Congratulations on that. That's amazing.
Yes, we have indeed. So, yes, Woking Borough Council have been in. The environmental health officer did a very detailed and thorough trawl through all our policies and procedures to make sure that actually we were doing the right things and planning this in the right way, and also supporting our volunteers because they are critical to all this. Yes. Because they're the ones who make sure that everything is clean, check temperatures of the fridge, check the food itself, and make sure that we are following all the policies and procedures. So we're also looking to train them, so the leaders of this have all being trained to level 2, which is the requirement, but we're also going to offer training to all our volunteers.
Oh, that's really good. It's a really ongoing sort of program of training and empowering your volunteers, and of course the volunteers, they're vital to what you're doing, aren't they?
Absolutely critical, and they're a fantastic bunch. And what has been really lovely through this is that, I mean, I've lived in West Byfleet for a long time, so for over 40 years, and I'm meeting so many new people who I thought I knew most people, but no, there's a whole lot of people who are very generous with their time, but really keen to be involved. This has really touched something in people, this desire to be involved in doing something positive. I think so many people are so concerned about the impact on the climate and what can we do, and this is one small thing that people can do that has a direct impact.
Yeah, and this really, you know, this sort of the role, traditional role of a church, being at the heart of the community, bringing the community together, really, that kind of embraces all of that, doesn't it?
Absolutely, that's very much our vision here, is we want to be at the heart of the community, working with other people, doing things which the community can benefit from and value with other people. And I mean, the activity in itself, as we've emphasised throughout, is so valuable, but what Joe mentioned just now is also really important. Just the fact that it brings people together is also a really valuable side of what we're doing here.
Brilliant. And thank you for everything you do for the community as well. I mean, the Community Fridge is a brilliant initiative, and it's going to, you know, just be such a valuable thing, I think, for everybody locally across Woking who just wants to do their bit and reduce that food waste.
Absolutely, yes. And we'll be delighted to see people here. Saturday mornings, it's from 10 o'clock to 12:30. We do run out, so we haven't ever been open and actually offering food until 12:30. But 10 a.m. at the church, St John the Baptist in West Byfleet. There's a big car park. It's in the Cornerstone Centre in the lobby, and you'll be very welcome. Yes, and we do have a Facebook page, so West Byfleet Community Fridge, and we have an email Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.